It's getting harder each day. You're not smiling too often with the weight on your chest and the nail in the coffin. You try to express that the best is lost and you're looking for something better. While traces of life fade out of sight from the crack in your boat and the red blue sky, you think home and wonder as you choke and go under. Would you throw me a life jacket, please? And don't run away without me. Don't leave it all behind. With an effortless smile, stay for a while and tell me everything else will be fine. Hoping that you're gonna save my life. Just don't let me drown, drown, no. Save me before you go. To hate the things about you. I don't understand what you were thinking or how you thought that this was fine. Now I'm breathing alone, but I'm breathing alright. I'm gonna have to find my way home tonight without you, without you, without you tonight. Counting on you still to save my life.
Showtime.
Come and rescue me, my love. Cause I'm begging you, my love. Don't let me drown, my love. Won't you let me drown, my love? Come and rescue me, my love. Cause I'm fading fast, my love.
I declare myself pickled pink about.
Yo, Jay, what's my fattest giggles?
Steven giggles, it's not trash.
I think you just became my personal hero.
Everyone in this room.
Your show will go live in 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1.
Log Talk Radio.
Ah, fuck it, dude. Let's go bowling.
Oh, you betcha, yeah. Yeah.
Shut up! Shut!
Well, I'm going to hell.
I got my hair out. I got my muscles out. Giggles going all out.
You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
You ready to do this? Do this like Buddhists?
I think turn each of us down just a little bit. I love on air.
Just a hair.
Just a hair. Just a hair.
Sometimes we just don't know. We just don't know.
Oh, man.
That's feeling good.
It's feeling real good. That's nice.
It is nice.
That's nice.
It's a low-key show. It's just you and I again.
You and I going big.
And speaking of going big, you texted me and you said, listen, one of our shows had 474
views. 474
views.
It makes you feel good, right?
How do you think it got that way?
I don't. The weird thing is that I don't know which show it was. I didn't have a chance to listen to it because we have a lot of shows, right? But I read the description, and it was just a solo show, me and you.
Just you and me.
And, like, otherwise, that's our highest viewed show.
Yeah.
So it's like, they want us, I guess.
I think they don't care about the guests. They don't care about, you know.
Yeah.
Gay dudes.
Gay dudes. I am Dave. Across from me, of course, is my good old buddy Giggles.
Looking good.
And you could call us. I know you're sitting at home. You're thinking, I don't want to call them.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have anything to say. But you do. We want to hear from you. We want to know what's been going on during the week. We want to know what's going on in your life. We want to know what's the good word, what's going on in general. I still feel like we're hot. Turn us down just
fine.
A little bit.
I think we're fine.
Maybe it's just me then.
Why don't you want me to turn down your headphones?
No, don't turn. No, my headphones are over here.
Oh.
Don't worry about that.
All right.
646-915-9228.
That's the number to call. We got a lot of stuff in store for tonight's show. We're going to have a little Giggles Poetry Corner.
A little good
I went
Giggles
out
Poetry
and I interviewed a poet. His name's Fred. We're going to get to his poetry a little bit later on.
I like it.
And, Dave and I are going to connect.
Sure.
And we're going to connect to you. We want you to know that we're the sounding board for you. You got a band. You got a show coming up.
All right, so I got the word.
What's that?
You're super low. And
Who, me?
And I'm fine.
Okay. How about now? Check, check.
Bring yourself up a little bit.
Check. Yeah. Check.
All right. Sounds good.
I like that people text you.
Yeah, people let me know what's going on. All right. So what were we saying?
I was saying that we are a sounding board. If you're a band, you're a musician.
Whatever.
Whatever. Give us a call. We'll play your song. We'll plug your show. If you're a cafe, mention Dave and Giggles. Get 10% off. I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm a little out of sorts.
A little out of sorts. Why are you so out of sorts? Tell
big
me what's
weekend.
Going on.
Well, we went to the Poconos.
Ooh, that's nice.
To film a bar mitzvah.
All right.
And I tell you what, not a bad gig. Deb got me this gig.
Deb?
Going out to the Poconos.
Good old Deb.
Hanging out there. Paid vacation. I took the lady. We had a room. We had food. We had a little nature. And it was nice. I worked for maybe 4 or 5 hours.
Yeah.
It was great. That's beautiful.
That's not bad at all. Nice little getaway. So you had a company getaway.
A company getaway.
And you brought your lady to a company getaway.
It's true.
And what did you do out there? I've seen some pictures.
We did. We took some, the time is nigh to do the save the date photos.
All right.
So we've been doing some of those. And, budget's a little bit tough. And
budget's a little tough always.
So I got a tripod.
Especially when you're in the mix.
It's true. I got a tripod. We'll get to that later.
All right. Why didn't you just ask me to take these pictures? I would
have
done it.
Because we were in the Poconos. I was going to have you come out there for a vacation with, third wheel.
So you're saying for your friends and family to come, come to our wedding.
Yeah.
We live in the city, but we're going to take our pictures in the Poconos?
Right. We just want a nature. In the
just want a nature.
Yeah.
You can go to Central Park, no?
No.
No, you don't like that.
Like creepers in Central Park.
Creepers.
I tell you about the time I went to the Ramble.
The what?
The Ramble? You know the Ramble, right?
Tell me about the Ramble.
The Ramble is the place you go if you're looking for gay sex.
How do you know about this?
I didn't know this until I was there.
How do you know about this?
Well, somebody told me. So I'm in there. I'm walking out walking around the Ramble.
Yeah.
And, lots of dudes around. You just turned me down.
I turned you down, but I turned it all down in general because it was just hot in my ear. I didn't like it. So now we're okay.
Are you sure?
Yep.
Okay. Somebody text Dave and let us know how we sound right now.
Turn yourself up a little bit, but I think we're all right.
Oh, gosh, this is terrible. Where's our producer, Ryan?
Where's our producer, Ryan?
We'll get to bashing him in a second here. But
see, I feel like you guys are really on fire.
We're out of sorts. So, anyways, I'm in the ramble, and I'm calling one of my buddies, and I'm like, dude, I'm in the ramble. And he's like, bro.
I'm in the ramble.
And he's like, dude, ramble's where gay dudes go to have, you know, spontaneous butt sex. And so I did get a little of that spontaneous butt sex vibe as I was walking around there, and so I darted out of there pretty quickly.
So where is this ramble?
It's in Central Park.
Where is it located?
There's rocks, there's like a little bit of a hill. It's kind of in the middle, and it's just like you might see like a dirty pair of underwear.
Ugh.
It's one of those places. So anyways, Ryanairy.
Tell me about Ryanairy. I feel like you guys are really like on the fritz here.
We're not on the fritz. He just, you know, he just hasn't shown up.
He hasn't been around at all, huh?
Which I guess is fine because we're doing okay.
We're doing these
on-air sound checks.
Sure, on-air sound checks. People
text us.
Yeah, Johnny Colombrero is calling himself as the off-site producer.
I like it.
Yeah,
I think he's better as an off-site producer.
All right, let's get into some details here. So 646-915-9228. Give us a call. Let us know what's going on. So last night, I found a person that was what's right about humanity.
Uh huh.
All right. Follow me on this one. So
yeah, I'm listening.
Me and Scrap take a little walk.
Okay. Talk to me.
We're in our neck of the woods. You know our neck of the woods. It ain't the greatest neck of the woods. It's a little weird.
Right. Ridgewood.
So we're walking around and
let me get one of those mints.
Take a mint. Your breath stinks over there.
It does.
So we're walking around and I see this coffee shop.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, that looks nice. I need a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So we walk in, right?
Yeah.
Walk into this coffee house. Looked okay to me. There's about five people sitting.
Focus.
Yeah, I'm getting more updates
on how we sound
on something. Let's see.
Really chewed into that mint, didn't you?
So we're walking around the coffee shop, and I walk in. There's about five people sitting at a table,
mm-hmm.
and they're looking at us like, what are you two doing in here,
mm-hmm.
right? And I just kind of get this weird vibe. And then the lady comes out. She's like this 60-year-old lady. Find out later she's Albanian.
Ugh.
She walks out from out the back room. She stops dead in her tracks when she sees us. And she has this scared look in her eyes, weirded out and scared. And we're like, oh, what did we just walk into? And she freaks out. She doesn't know what to do. She has like a handful of plates and stuff. And she goes and runs and puts them down. And she's like, what are you doing here? And we're like, we just want some coffee. And she's like, this is a private club.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, I didn't know. And she was like, don't worry. What do you want? And I was like, I just wanted some espressos, you know?
Yeah.
And she's like, okay, sit down. Have some espressos, right? 2 seconds later, she gets a call from someone around the building.
Oh, shit.
What are these two guys doing in there?
Right.
Who are these two guys?
Long-haired dudes.
Yeah, long-haired dudes, sketchy-looking motherfuckers. What are they doing in there? Do we need to come down and rough them up?
Uh-huh.
She's like, oh, no, they're friends of mine. She goes out of her way to tell this guy, instead of coming down to kick our ass, that we're friends of hers when she doesn't know us from anything.
Yeah.
She gives us coffee. Turns out that I thought I had money in my pants. I didn't have any money.
Jeez.
And she's like, no. It's a club. We don't take any money. To have some coffee. You come back anytime you want. That's what's right about humanity. You know, like she went out of her way to make us feel welcome. She's Albanian. We're not.
No.
It's an Albanian club. We're not Albanian. She went out of her way to make sure that we were welcomed.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was really nice.
I keep seeing a lot of, you know, in the area I live in, I see a lot of those members only clubs.
Yeah.
And I thought about it. I was like, how awesome would it be if, you know, a group of us 20 dudes got together, pitched in like $25 a month and had our own members only club.
That would be nice.
Like a dudes only or
a dudes only club.
You could have chicks in there, but like,
all right, what do we do in this dudes only club or whatever?
Poker
club only.
Jam sessions.
Poetry slams. All right, what are we standing for? Like what kind of stuff would we back? Like would we back the community?
Yeah, oh yeah.
All right, so what kind of stuff would we put our money into or like our time and resources?
Recycling. You know those people that
like,
have been
like boob darts? Can we talk about that for a second? Last week, boob darts.
You got so red in the face.
I got red in the face. You turned purple.
Well, I was hoping the lady wouldn't come out and see some topless chick.
She came out right after, didn't she?
I know. Well, she told me, she's like, I heard the top coming off, so I just stayed back there. And I was like, that's good. That's good. Because that would have been just awful.
This is why we need a studio. So she doesn't have to witness things like that.
No.
Hilarious, though.
First set of boobs on the David
Gaither
show.
Yeah, that was nice. It was a historic event. I felt like a shock jock.
You were a shock jock.
It was nice.
On a scale of 1 to 10, what would you give those boobs?
I'd give them like a solid 8.5.
Yeah.
Respectable boobs, you know?
Yeah.
What about you?
Yeah, I'd say like, you know, 8.75.
Oh, you're going a little higher than me, are you?
A little
Who won boob darts, though?
You did.
Yeah, that's right. This guy. You did. Guy with the perfect aim.
It's true. Well, you were like 3 feet away from her.
That's true.
All right, so listen, I want to play a little poetry.
All right, hold on. Let me get the Giggles Poetry Corner set up.
Good.
So we can get that moving. And we have a lot to talk about. I have a lot to talk about this week. Lots to talk about.
Yeah. I'm waiting.
Poetry, Giggles, Poetry Corner.
So sexy.
One more time. Wait, that's Giggles crying. One more time on the Giggles Poetry Corner, because I just love that one that I put together.
Giggles Poetry Corner.
That sounds so good.
All right.
You love it.
So this poet goes by the name of Fred.
Fred the Poet.
Friday, I was taking some photos of this solar installation out in Jersey, and Fred was one of the workers there. And I mentioned that I do a radio show, and they're like, oh, well, Fred's a poet. And I was like, no shit. All right, let me get some audio, and we'll record this. And I'm like, cool? He's like, cool. So Fred dropped some, maybe like 4 or 5 poems. We're going to play a couple.
Okay.
And, you know, let us know what you think. Like I said, if you're a poet, if you're a musician, give us some stuff, and we'll play it. That's how we do it.
All right, so that's how we do it.
These don't have names to the poems, but they are just... They're poems, so we're going to play.
No names. So what's his name? Fred the Poet. The Poet. Where is it?
Why isn't this? Oh, it's really low.
Turn your computer up. Have we gone through this like a million times with you?
All right, hold on a second. Oh,
you make me so mad.
Hold on a second. Ugh. All right. Well, give me 5 seconds and I'll come back to it. Talk about something else.
We've gotten texts all over the place saying the wheels have come off the D&G show.
All right, here we go.
Diary of a joint. Lost in a world of unknown. Forgot my mind, the last bone. Pondering here, feeling in tone. People searching in, finding stone. I can feel my body surging. Meal for something emerging. Saving my last goodbye before I fly into the sky.
Nice. All right, we're going to do one more.
I mean,
you're going to have background noise playing and stuff like that.
See, I'm going to think of another one.
Apparently nothing's going through.
Nothing's going through?
A good one.
Why can't you hear it? It's coming through my computer.
How about
now? Ready?
I hear it.
Reflection of her eyes of me, perplexion of wonder to see. Am I one with destiny?
Nothing.
You can't
You're
hear anything?
Where I want to be.
I can hear it. Chain Apparently the callers heart. Can't.
How it goes. Oh, boy, I don't remember.
Can you do one of the ones you did before?
One of them before?
One of the ones before now that that noise is.
All right, we can't hear the poems.
You can't hear the poems.
Can't hear the poems. I don't know why.
It's going through the computer, it's going through the mixer, and you can hear it, but why can't the callers hear it?
I don't know. Here, plug this in and try it again. Plug this one in.
To
your computer.
Jeez, this ship's falling apart. You know what? I hate to say it, but we need Ryan Airy. God. Oh, jeez. Just give me... This is terrible. This is a shit show right now.
You're the worst. You make me so mad.
Okay, hold on. All right.
Worst show ever.
This is one of them. Hold on. All right, ready?
All right,
callers, can we hear him now?
There's something about your computer that's not coming through.
Torturous dreams.
All right.
Hidden valleys.
We're gonna ditch that for now. I don't know what you did. I don't know what's going on.
I feel like I've let Fred down.
You've let Fred down.
This is ridiculous.
You know what? if Fred's listening, I think Fred is, right?
I think he is.
646-915-9228. Call us and let us know what's going on, Fred. Give us your whole thing.
Call us and you can tell us a poem on air, because for some reason this computer... All right.
Output, give me back my shit.
Output, built-in output, headphones, balance. Yeah, I mean, it's good.
It's good.
It's good.
It's check. Good.
Yeah.
All right, so I want everyone to tell me if you can hear some music. I want to play a little commercial real quick, and then you come back and you tell us what's going on.
I have
gigolitis.
And I try to be careful.
Very careful.
Very careful. Careful.
Then my doctor told me something surprising.
One study found that up to 70% of people who had
gigolitis
got it from
They can't hear that either. I don't know what's going on. Something's really messed up in this whole setup. I don't know what's going on.
Have something...
Very faint, they're saying. Very faint. So we're going to move on, though. We're just not going to sit here.
What? Are you going back? Are you back at it?
Yeah, we're back at it. We're sitting here. We're on the air, bro.
So, all right. So, listen.
We're not talking.
We're not going to play. We're just going to talk. We're not going to play any music, any commercials.
Go fuck yourself.
We might not even have any outro music.
All right, what's going on? Give me some topic points. You go, like, I got so much to talk about. What is going on? All
right, so listen. Big birthday. Sloppy Sheila. It's her birthday. I don't know if it's her birthday tonight or if it was a few days ago, but happy birthday, Sheila.
Yeah, so it's her birthday tonight. She's going out.
Yeah, we're going to go out afterwards after this shit show.
This shit show.
I feel like we should just quit.
No, we don't quit.
If you want us to be on the air, call in.
I don't even know if that audio is going to work. So what are you going to do,
646-915-9228.
I don't know if that audio is going to work. Something's wrong with the whole setup. I don't know what's going on.
I think Mrs. Giggles sabotaged the computer.
Maybe. Maybe she did. Maybe something's going on.
Should we try to fix it? What is that?
I don't know what that is. Is it the smoke detector going off? Wow, the wheels have fallen off this show.
Carbon monoxide
in the house. Open some windows. I don't want to die. I'm going to sit here and I'm going to talk on the radio. You go open some windows because apparently there's a carbon monoxide poisoning alert happening in the house right now.
Oh,
this is out of control.
Hold on.
What? What do you got?
She sat on it.
Oh, the cat.
The cat sat on it.
The cat sat on the carbon monoxide.
One fat cat sat on carbon monoxide poisoning. All right.
So go to hell in a handbag. Let's connect.
All right.
You and me. Let's fist bump. I need to connect.
So a week ago, you went out on your own and did your own Giggles solo show.
I did.
Why did you do that?
Because I was bored at home.
You're bored at home.
And
Because you need a job?
I do need a job.
Let's connect on this. So you're getting to the point where you're like, I need a job.
I need a job. I've gotten an offer. I'm getting an offer.
And
on
what
job.
Happened?
It's an office job. And I
don't want to do it.
I don't want an office job. The pay isn't great. I mean, it's better than somebody who's not working. But, you know, it's not in my field. You know, I want a job that's doing audio, doing video, doing photo, doing something.
You don't want to be sitting in an office all day.
If I'm going to get paid this amount of money, I want to be a grunt for a production company, you know, and wrangle cords.
Sure.
Just meet people. Like, this is, you know, I mean, hey, it's a great company. There's benefits. There's all that stuff. But
okay.
I can't get time off.
What do you mean you can't get time off?
I mean,
like sitting home during the day and making phone calls?
Yeah, I can't do that if I have this job, you know?
But don't you think it's time to grow up?
No.
Caller, you're on the air. Let's see if this works.
Hello?
Hey, hello.
I just wanted to let you know that I'm Lee's wife, and he's going to get Fred the Poet. He lives next door to us, so hopefully he can do some poetry live for you. Hear it.
I love it.
Oh, that's amazing. Lee's wife. Hey, let me tell you something. I've met Lee a couple times. We've hung out on roofs and stuff, and I have to say he's a good guy.
I don't know why they're not getting the caller audio.
He's my husband.
Oh, nice.
So go solar, everyone.
Okay, beautiful.
Thank you very much.
Is he coming right back, or are you going to stay on the line with us?
I will call you back when he gets Fred. How's that?
Beautiful. Sounds great.
I love it.
Okay. Talk to you later.
I don't know what's going on with this whole setup. We used to be fine. What happened in this whole fucking
Christ. I don't know, but she sounds cute.
Yeah. You're an engaged man.
I know.
So engaged man who doesn't want to grow up and get a job.
So how can we so they can't hear the callers?
So
is it a retard that's calling it and texting what? You and saying that they can't hear? Maybe their junk's on mute. Can we just blame them?
Who no, everyone's a, there's a whole bunch of people telling me they can't hear.
Shit.
More than one. So I don't know. I'd love to.
Fred's gonna come back and call and give some poetry and
sure.
Then we can hear it.
Sure.
But you know what? We're recording this, and we're gonna have to just give him the show. We'll do this show because this is coming through. So.
Yeah.
Shit.
What are you gonna do though? You know. Man,
you know what? It What's shows that? Us that we can't rely too much on electronics.
You can't rely on electronics. What are you gonna do? And I keep getting thousands of things from people. Can't hear this. Can't hear that. Go fuck yourselves.
Should I bump it up a little? No.
No, don't bump anything up.
Is there something that's on mute? Did I press something? Stereo group.
Yeah, turn those off. Maybe that'll help.
Yeah.
I'm going to play some music, but we're still going to talk. I want to tell you about one thing that happened to me the other day.
All
right. It's kind of a Subway song thing, but it's also... You know what I'm going to play? I'm going to play this song because 17 years ago, this middle of the week, I think it was Wednesday, Kurt Cobain killed himself.
Oh, shit. And text us if you can hear the music.
Yeah. Just text this. So no.
This is off our first record. Most people don't.
Let's come over here and play with some buttons.
Nothing. I can't believe this.
Hey Fred, what's happening, man?
Do you want poetry?
We would love some poetry, man.
You want to hear some poetry?
I'd love to hear some poetry.
Would you like to hear it?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely, man.
Play it?
Yeah.
Your last go. Tell me the title. Well, one is about how life becomes for me here and now. I have a lot of problems in life, and I wrote about them.
I love it.
And one was about mental health. About mental ill and mental health. There's no title to it.
Okay.
Would you like to hear it?
I would love to hear it, Fred.
Well, it goes
You
like
recite
this.
His poems.
I'll recite it.
Yeah, then Mike's going to recite it back because apparently the audience can't hear you. So you're going to say it, then Mike's going to say it back.
Okay. Okay. Reality, I scream.
Reality, I scream.
Dreams.
Futuristic dreams.
Futuristic dreams.
Okay.
Hidden vows, as it seems, these personalities. Hoping makes worse.
This is hilarious.
Can I escape this curse? I fear than what? What else?
Come on, Mike. Keep up, buddy.
Keep going.
Reality, I scream.
Keep going.
Torturistic dreams. Hidden vows, as it seems, these personalities. Hoping makes worse. How can I escape this curse? A beer than bliss, giving death a kiss, living just to exist. All my dreams I've missed, because it's not reality.
I like it. I like it, Fred.
Good job, Fred.
Okay. All right, Fred, we're having a touch of audio difficulties here, but I want to hear one more, and then we're going to let you go.
Okay. Okay. Confusion, my place of home. Pollution fills my intellectual dome. Am I surpassed the feelings that daunt me? Ran by compulsion through the feelings that haunt me? Can I see the things that make me blind? Can I plead the salvage we're left behind? Misery is no mystery. Okay, you see, I am not me.
Beautiful, Fred. Beautiful, Fred.
Very good, Fred.
Good, guys.
Very good. Thanks,
like
Fred.
It.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. I'm going to let you go, but thank you a lot. Maybe we'll get you in here one day, all right?
Okie dokie.
All right, Fred.
A lot more.
I love it. I love it. I'm going to let Fred go.
All right. Thank you, Fred.
So where did you meet Fred?
I met Fred at this installation, the solar installation.
Solar installation. He did say he had a lot of problems in life. And
he's had his difficulties.
He's got his difficulties.
Downs, but I think his outlet is poetry.
His outlet is poetry.
Just like I'd like our outlet to be radio, but nobody can hear us.
Nobody can hear us. I don't know what's going on today. What do you know? Sometimes you have the day. Sometimes you have a day where you really got to scramble. But, hey, it's cool. We're here. We're here with you. We're hanging. We got a bunch of people listening to us. So what are you going to do? Here. Oh, now you're getting a call.
Hold on.
Who is that? Put him on the mic.
Yo, dude, what's happening?
What's going on with your show? We're listening to it.
I know. We can't hear any music. We can't hear the callers. It's a shit show over here.
It's the shit show.
Oh, no.
I know.
I listened to the last one. It was the funniest thing ever. Well, we're listening right now, so just know that you've got four people listening to you guys.
Beautiful. Thank you, man. We're going to work on it. We're going to try to fix our audio difficulties. Welcome back to America, right, dude.
Welcome back to America.
I'd love to call in sometime, too, so next time let us call in.
Yeah. All
right. Well, you just called in right now.
Yeah, you did.
You just call me on my cell phone.
Just call Mike.
Yes.
Today.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, me and Lynn are all listening to you right now, and our roommate Gregory, so.
Beautiful.
Make it work next time.
I will.
All right. Peace out, Briskies. Congratulations on your engagement.
Thanks, man.
You're very welcome. We'll talk to you later.
Peace.
Who was that?
So maybe that's my buddy, Matt Munson.
Is that where you go to the Ramble?
It's true. I met him in the Ramble.
All right, what were you saying?
You know, should I call Lee and have him give the phone to Brett now?
We'll worry about that next week. We'll get him back.
This makes me angry.
I know it makes me angry too.
2 years.
I know, and we never had this problem. And so it's just like, what are you going to do? What are you going to do?
Well,
we're going to move on, and we're going to talk, and we're going to give the people a show they want to hear.
That they deserve.
Uh-oh. Still?
What, they can't hear us now?
Apparently everything just cut out. Hold on. Should be good, though. We should be going. Maybe it's just him. Whatever. All right, so some dude was just picked up in the Port Authority.
Uh-huh.
And he said he was arrested by the cops. And he said he was a zombie hunter.
Really?
Yeah. They said that he was walking around with like a blank stare in his face, and he had a huge duffel bag. And they were like, this guy's a little sketchy. Let's see what he's got going. This is what he had in his duffel bag. He had... Oh, shoot. Hold on. That's really funny. He had two swords. He had... who's
Lee.
That?
This is Lee. Maybe we can get Fred back on.
Who's that?
Lee, what's happening, man? It's Giggles. Hey, we had some the people couldn't hear the poetry, and they can't hear our audio. We're having a bit of an audio difficulty problem here.
I'm listening to you guys.
Are you still with Fred?
I can, but
because maybe. Yeah, if you can get Fred to do another poetry, I'll put the phone up to the microphone. And we'll do it that way so people can hear Fred's poems.
That was good, dude. He was really into it. It was awesome.
Yeah, man. Oh, Fred's, Fred's into it. We like him.
Hold on. I'll get him back and I'll call you on your cell phone then again.
Beautiful. Thanks, buddy.
All right,
he's producing. I like
he's
that.
He's producing.
He's
things.
Producing. That's awesome.
So this zombie hunter was caught with knives, burglar tools, night vision goggles, hand-drawn blueprints, a gas-powered pellet gun, and five samurai swords.
Holy
so
shit.
Some dude walking around Port Authority with all that on him.
Must be from Jersey.
That's probably from Jersey. Where do you – this is something I thought of the other day. If there was, won't happen ever. Like, this dude is apparently afraid of zombies. That ain't ever going to happen. There's not going to be – the chance of that happening is zilch.
Right.
But if it does happen, we're in the city, what's your first instinct?
First instinct.
Instinct.
Instinct probably to like get a weapon. Got to get a weapon, whether it be like a mic stand.
You can take a mic stand after.
Take a mic stand. Like this would be a good, good zombie fighting weapon. Get the lady. Maybe the cat. I will have to say the cat, because it's a fat cat.
It's a fat cat.
Will probably be some bait. Like I'll play, if it's between
you would sacrifice the cat?
I would throw the cat and let the zombie eat the cat.
All right.
And then,
all right, so where do you go in the in zombie attack? Where do you go? The first place to go in the city. We'll say that first. Where do you go in the city?
Yo, you need something moved? Boom, I got it. Breaking up with your lady?
Oh.
Boom, let's do this. You want to rob the place? Boom, let's do it. Boom, moving service. Call me. Giggles, I'll pick you up.
Be prepared, because Giggles doesn't have heat in his car.
Make sure you're wearing a coat.
And you might have to wear a gas mask.
A little bit gassy in the truck. But anyway, boom. We'll get your shit. We'll move it.
Giggles Moving Company. Contact your local Giggles for more information.
Boom.
It's Lee.
Giggles.
It's
Giggles.
Lee. For fun, it's a wonderful toy. When walks downstairs, a loner in pairs, and makes a
giggly
sound. A spring, a marvelous thing. Everyone knows it's Lee.
Giggles.
It's Lee.
Giggles.
It's Lee.
Giggles.
For fun, it's a wonderful toy. It's fun for a girl and a boy. It's fun for a girl and a boy.
Get a Slinky
Giggles.
In a size and color you like, in metal or plastic.
Dave and Giggles.
Oh.
It's not trash.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
All right.
Are we on?
Yeah, we're back. So
sure?
Apparently Ustream decided just to kick us off and quit and everything. So... Now we're back. So now you can hear us, right?
I can hear us now.
All right. So we're back.
All right.
Man. And then it was funny because kicked us off. You threw your hands up in the air. And you're like, God damn it. You went over and got your flask, took a big chug, and gave it to me. All
right.
All right. Who do you got?
609. This could be Fred.
That's Fred.
All right.
That's Fred.
So we are going to hear
all right,
some
Fred,
of Fred's
let's
poetry.
Hear some more Fred's poetry.
Yellow. What's happening, Fred? How are you, man? We had a little bit of difficulty, but we're now on and we're live and people can hear you. So now people can hear your poetry. So we'd love to hear as many poems as you want to throw at us right now.
Okay. Reality, I scream. Oh, no, ready? Torturistic dreams. Hidden valves as it seems, these personalities.
I like how he can hear himself.
Open makes worse. How can I escape this curse?
Beautiful, Fred. All right, listen, I'm going to have to ask you a favor. The computer that you're listening to the show, just mute it because it's giving you guys an echo, and I think that's probably throwing off your rhythm. So we just want to hear you and instead of the echo in the back. Can you guys mute the computer in the back?
Yeah, they got the computer on near me. That's why it's playing me.
Yeah. Okay. They can't hear the echo, so it's fine.
My place of home. Pollution fills my intellectual dome. Am I surpassed the feelings that daunt me? Round my component through the feelings that haunt me. Can I see the things that make me blind? Can I plead the savage world left behind? Misery is no mystery. Okay, you see, I am not me.
I like it, I like it. What about that one you said about woman? Your poem about women?
Okay. Woman. The girl. No. Woman. Tantalizing touch without raising a finger. Bard on a hill, but stop. Linger. Stop ripping the voice of the singer. Happy than sad thoughts linger. Stop and wild to see a smile. Dark-rooted fever all the while. Waiting for dusk to turn to dawn. In this masterland's game, we are pawn.
Beautiful, beautiful. All right, Fred, you got one more that we can hear, and then we'll let you go.
Okay. See, amen. Free to sail again. To fear the nature of all man's. To hear the silent cry of my fans. Gale, sail away to a shore. You don't see me anymore. Alone at last. Seems to be such a task. Wrapped in my cave, wrapped in a cask. A frameless mind strapped to the past.
Beautiful. I love it, Fred. So give me a little bit of a background on, like, what poetry is to you. Is it sort of a release? Is it just kind of like something you do as a hobby? I mean, I notice you don't really write these poems down, you said. They're just kind of all in your head.
Yeah, I do have a lot of poems written down, too.
Oh, right on.
It's actually the only way I can explain myself. I mean, in life, I mean, you try to explain your emotions, your feelings. That's the only way I can explain myself. Whether I sit down with a pencil and pad, and I just think about me. What am I? You know? Like, I got one like, journey off. Every time I go out, journey off, mind goodbye. Look for me in the clouded sky. During me, who am I? Can you see that I am high? As time passes by, it's by. You look for me, but I'll be in the disguise. As you show the thought, why? This is my way of explaining me to people.
Yeah. I like it,
you know,
man.
That's why.
I like it, Fred. Well, Fred, it was nice meeting you. It was great having you on the show. I'm glad we got you on for the second time so people could hear your poetry. And definitely, you know, keep up with Dave and Giggles. We'd love to have you as a first-time caller and long-time listener.
Okie dokie.
All right, take care, buddy.
Thanks, Fred.
Thanks.
Oh, you can turn your audio back on. Turn the computer back on.
Oh, Fred. He's a good man.
I like Fred. He's a good guy, man. I like that, you know.
People are out there. They want to express themselves.
Yeah, he's just dropping some poetry.
How do you feel about poetry? I mean, you're a big fan of poetry.
Uh-huh.
What are you doing over there?
I'm just making sure I'm...
You're off.
I'm off, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like poetry.
Have you ever written any poetry?
Yeah, you want to hear one?
I totally want to hear one.
All right. Dave and Giggles. Audio, terrible. Chords, bad. People cannot hear.
Look, Ms. Giggles getting all dressed up, looking good.
I think she might go. Looking good. She's going out.
All right, here, I got a, all right. You know how I like lists.
Well, she does look good.
She does. I'm going to pick your picture because there's a lot of them that you just look awful in.
Really?
Really awful. Yeah, I
got weird hair.
But you're also making a weird face. Let's. Well, you know what we should do? We should put out a couple of them and see which ones people like.
Well, I don't know if I want to let people
know.
You
don't want to let people in on it.
That
sure.
Get married because then they might try to crash my wedding.
Sure. Well, I doubt that. But it's cool. It's cool. So you know how I like lists?
Yeah.
Found this list the other day of the most the top seven most ridiculous things that made people rich.
Uh-huh.
Number one, Pet Rock. You know how much that made is estimatedly worth?
How much?
$15 million.
That's ridiculous.
You what know when you get like Chinese food or something, mm-hmm. on the bag there'll be a yellow smiley face?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Someone invented that and put that on all the bags. That's worth $500 million.
Just that smile.
Just
face.
That smile, like manufacturing all of that.
Jeez.
Do you ever have those things where you get out of the quarter machine where you throw it up against the wall and it's like oh, it gelatin sticks. And then yeah. they roll down, they flop down?
Yeah.
Guess how much that's worth?
$700 million.
$80 million.
Oh, okay.
The Slinky. Guess how much Slinky's worth?
I don't know.
$250 million.
Wow.
Crazy, right?
Did you ever come up with an idea? Here, let me tell you something.
Yeah, this is what I'm getting. That's perfect. This is exactly right. What I want to get into. What did you... Go ahead.
I had a million-dollar idea.
Let's hear your million-dollar ideas.
Well, it's you know, somebody's used it now. But when I was in fourth or fifth grade,
okay.
when we were playing with magnets in science fair, you know how you took, like, the positive-positive and it would, like, retract itself?
Sure. Push away from each other.
So I came up with this idea
okay.
of a high-speed... transportation system in the future. You're leaving.
Look at this. She's leaving him.
She's out.
She's out the like, door. I don't blame you.
She's like, I'm out. All right. So, anyways, I yep. came up with a high speed transportation system that used the magnets, positive, and it was like rows of them. And basically, it would push.
You came up with this in fourth grade?
In fourth or fifth grade, I came up with this. And then the freaking Chinese or Japanese or whoever was over there came up with a high-speed rail like that. I don't know if they ever like went through it because it might have been pretty expensive to use all those magnets.
Sure. Repels.
But, But it's, you know, I don't know if you can find that many, you know, magnets for a whole.
That's
know,
a lot of magnets.
A lot of magnets. But it's carbon-free.
Sure.
Gas-free.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely green, as we talked about
it's
last
true.
Week.
And it's one of those million-dollar ideas I had when I was younger.
When you were four.
Which proves that I'm a genius.
Well, let's not go that far. I would say call in and tell us your million-dollar ideas, but the callers are
we
not
can
working.
Call us on our cell
phone. Yeah, call us on my Giggle's cell phone.
Let or it, yours.
Or mine. Well, mine's being used. But whatever. Call whatever. Whatever. my million-dollar idea.
Uh-huh. Let's hear it.
Patent pending.
Uh-huh.
So don't steal it, you son of a bitch.
I won't.
It's Kelowna braking system. Many people have heard about it already. The Kelowna braking
like
system.
Like that time you tried to break that fish? That kind of braking system?
What did I do?
The time you like tried to jump on that fish and kill
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah, that was a completely different story. We'll get into fish another time. No, the Kelowna braking system is a system on cars, right? So you uh-huh. know when you press on the brake?
Uh-huh.
And the red light comes out in the back. So if you're yeah. behind a car, you just see a red light.
Yeah.
You don't know how hard they're pressing on the brake. So you don't know how hard. So that's why I think where a lot of the
traffic
accidents are caused, like traffic accidents.
Okay.
So you don't know how hard they're pressing on the brake. You just know they're pressing on the brake. So my idea, the Kelowna braking system, patent pending, is is a row of lights on the back of the car, right?
Uh-huh.
And then it starts out in the middle where there's one light, and then how hard you press on the brake, the low row of lights gets bigger.
Uh-huh.
So if it's full lights, that means they're slamming on the brake. So you know to slam on the brake too.
Right.
If they're just easing on the brake, you'll only see one light.
But then what if somebody gets in an accident and they're like, well, it was only like at 25% braking.
I think it'll definitely be less accidents with this Kelowna braking system.
Jeez, I think that's a terrible idea.
It's better than your idea.
Did you hear about the Google is making those cars that drive themselves, and they're pulling a?
Would you drive a drive yourself car, auto car?
Probably if I had the money for it.
I just don't know if I could trust a car to do all the driving. Like you're trusting a car.
We tried to trust this audio
and it didn't
system
work.
To let people hear callers, and it didn't work. We really just need to get a landline.
We need to get a studio. That's what we've been trying to do this for so long.
It's true.
But what are you going to do, you know?
What do you think? I mean, what are we on? Like show 100, 150?
We're up there. We're definitely up there.
We've done a
and
lot.
One of our shows has almost 500 views, so I feel really good about it. Give me a little pound on that one.
That's awesome.
Give me a little pound. Let's relax on this. What else you got for me?
So, what else?
Do you have nothing?
These are my notes. Ready?
Yeah.
Budget deadline, Planned Parenthood, Sheila birthday, save the date, venue, Joe. Damn mutt, full-time job. These are my notes.
You're terrible. You're really awful. All right. I play my sound effect of Dave's Subway Adventures, but apparently nothing's working. So we're just going to go bing, bang, boom. My so the other day I was on the way to work, and I worked like crazy hours last week. So I was in bed by 6 in the morning, back to work at 2 in the afternoon.
Shit.
It was just like crazy. I was working a tremendous amount. And I'm on my way to Subway, and I was like, don't look at me, people. Don't talk to me, whatever. This dude, this like ghetto dude, looks at me, and he's like, nice sunglasses, dude. I'm like, thanks, buddy. Give him a good thumbs up. And then out of nowhere, he looks at me again and says, I hope I have a job in 2 weeks. And I was like, yeah, I hope so too.
Right.
Like, why would you tell me that? 20 minutes later, I'm on the subway and I'm walking upstairs and these two homeless people are coming down the stairs. They're coming down slowly and then they see me. They stop in the middle of the stairs, stopping all traffic behind them. And it's like, you know, it's rush hour. So it's like a lot of people are coming down the stairs. They stop and stare at me, both of them. And one dude goes, I love your hair, bro. Fucking awesome. And I'm like, thanks, dude. And move on. I just don't know what it is about me that all these freaks are attracted to. Like you, you're attracted to
it's
me.
True, it's
freaks.
True.
Freaks. Look at her. She's got her like a bike helmet on. She's going the distance.
Oh, she's taking her bike.
She's taking her bike.
Jeez.
Wow. It's just insane. So here's another $1 million idea and something I saw on the subway the other day. So the other day, I'm on the subway and this dude comes on and he starts talking in you know how like the kids come on with like the M&Ms and something. I'm here to sell M&Ms for my basketball team. When you know they're not selling to no basketball team.
No.
They're taking that money and going buying whatever they want. But anyway, this dude comes on and he starts talking. It's presenting himself to us in a Shakespearean accent.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, Jesus, what is this? Right? And then all of a sudden, another dude enters the other end of the subway and starts calling him out in a Shakespearean accent.
Right.
They start doing the scene in Romeo and Juliet where he kills him.
Somebody just said this on Facebook that they saw this.
Really? Another person saw it.
Another person saw it.
Apparently they're like these subway Shakespearean types that go around and then do plays. And like they were getting physical. Like the dude stabbed him and then the other dude stabbed him back. There was a fake sword fight. And it was just like, really? Like this is, there's no room on this. Like what if there's like a big shift in the subway and the dude falls on somebody?
And hurts somebody.
Yeah, that I wonder who's reliable like in all those.
This is why theater people give people
yeah,
such
but you're
bad,
a theater person.
I'm not anymore.
No, you're
they
done with
such
them?
A bad name. They're like they always got to be showmen and being on the subways and I mean like just idiots. It angers me like that. When I'm on the subway,
yeah.
Shut up. You know, don't come on the subway and be like, "Excuse me." You know, listen to my CD. Here's my, you know.
Oh, yeah, fuck those guys. I hate those guys. So what do you like on the subway? What would you like to see if you could see any kind of entertainment on the subway?
Nothing.
Well,
you know, I do like the Mexican dudes that come on with the guitar and the exile.
You like those guys.
I like those guys.
Why do you like such weird music? I just don't understand.
But the guys that are doing the breakdancing, hate those guys. You know why? Because one of those dudes is going to like.
Oh, I hate those dudes.
Roundhouse some chick in
I know.
The face.
Yeah, it's totally going to happen.
You know, and just ruins your day, you know. The other day, I was on the subway, and I saw this chick.
Liable. Yes, Deb. Shut up, Deb.
I saw this chick, and she was crying.
Okay.
And I, you know when you see, like, a chick that's crying, and you're like, oh, I wonder if she just broke up with her boyfriend, or maybe somebody died, or, you know, but you kind of want to, like, make eye contact with her and just give her, like, the, hey, it's going to be okay. But then, like,
have you ever done that?
No.
No. You're just too afraid.
But then you'd be that creeper that's just kind of like,
sure.
You know, hey, I see you crying there. You know what I mean? Like, when you're crying, you know, like
we've
all cried in public.
Yeah, we've all cried
but
in public.
But you go to that hiding place.
Sure,
you don't like seeing people cry.
So you throw on some glasses.
Yeah.
You just let it ride.
You're
but like, all right. So when's the last time you cried in public?
Probably like
maybe around the time your dad died or something.
Yeah, but that I didn't cry in public then.
No,
no,
stood strong.
Yeah,
whew.
I was like working on his montage. I cried
yeah.
a lot because it was like.
But you weren't in public then.
No.
But maybe when's the last time you cried in public?
I feel like if you're going to cry in public, you want people to recognize you. You want people.
They just
want to
be alone.
Yeah, but why cry in public then?
Who's? I mean, this is just
controlling. Yes, yeah, chicks. It's just chicks.
I mean, who are you gonna see, like a dude crying in public?
Well, I mean, you said you did.
What? I saw a chick cry
in public. Oh, you said everyone's cried in public.
I mean, when you are. All right, let's move on.
So this is something that I came up with a long time ago as well. Another million-dollar idea relating to subways and relating to entertainment on the subways. Cirque du Subway. Patent pending. Don't steal it on me. Cirque du Subway, where you just travel around as a circus and you do all these crazy things. But my intentions were never to do them on the subway itself, to do them on the platforms.
Uh-huh.
Kind of be like a platform subway act.
Yeah.
Which would be, I think, pretty awesome. What do you think your Cirque du Subway thing would be?
I'd probably be one of those like ringleaders, you know, like the guy that's in Cirque du Soleil that like does the funny thing with like the little Chinese boy.
No, what? What?
You know, like they do the story and like there's a little Chinese boy in a box and he opens the box and the Chinese
the cat wants to go out. It's missing the lady. All right, so wait, there's a Chinese boy in a box and Chinese, you go in there with him?
And you open the box and the Chinese boy comes out of the box and he like goes into another box and it comes out and it's like a 18-year-old acrobat.
18. I've never seen it.
Maybe this was just in my fantasy.
Yeah, maybe. You
know.
Wow.
So speaking of the Chinese, let's balls out Chinese. I saw this video.
Okay.
Of these six little Chinese kids playing flamenco guitar.
Six Chinese kids playing flamenco guitar.
And it was like they were robots.
Shut up, Deb. They were all right. So these six Chinese kids playing guitar.
And they looked like little mini Chinese robots. They must have been like 5 years old, but they were like six. Like
where were they?
Going up and down the frets.
This is the Poconos.
Oh, no. It was actually in North Korea. I'm sorry.
When were you in North Korea?
I watched it on YouTube.
Oh, so it's these kids on YouTube. This cat's going nuts over there. Jesus. I saw another thing about China. China is running out of burial space.
Really?
Yeah. What do we do when we're at a burial space?
I think kind of
dig them up, throw them out, and put in new ones.
Well, every time I like go by the 58th Street Cemetery, it's just old, you know.
That's old stuff.
It's old stuff. It's like, man, you could kind of, you know, mow those down and put a park there. You know,
you could, but I mean, you know, isn't it cool?
Does anybody go visit? I want to know these old ass cemeteries in New York City where there's. I'll tell
you
this.
Yesterday on our walk, remember I told you about the lady we ran into? We went past that Ridgewood Cemetery.
Right.
We wanted to go inside. Locked up.
Yeah.
Not only locked up, there's signs on the wall that say guard dogs inside, so don't go in there.
Yeah.
Then there's wire. You know, like razor wire on the top. So there's no way to get into this place when essentially it's a government park because it's a cemetery. It's not, I don't think cemeteries, not all of them. That's some of them are privately owned, but most of them aren't. So why block did the cats go nuts, man? Wow.
Hey, he's like, the cat is screwing up so many of our blinds. Like he just messes with. All right, I'm going to hold it.
Unbelievable. Oh, man. You're going to go
hang here. I was going to go get the cat, but then I was just like...
All right, so here's another thing that happened to me. I feel like this is my venting time. So my phone broke.
What'd you do? Drop it? Sit on it?
So I dropped it, and it was in my bag. I threw my bag over my shoulder, and it was about 8 inches off the ground, and it fell on my wood floor and just shattered. Shattered. So I'm like, oh, fuck. It's cool, though. I got insurance. Whatever. It'll happen. I'll just get a new one. So I call up Verizon. And I'm like, all right, my phone broke. I need a new phone. And they're like, all right, that's cool. Let me just check your insurance. Turns out you don't have insurance. And I'm like, no, that's not true. Because when I signed up for it, I made sure I had insurance. Because you fucked me before, Verizon.
Right.
You fucked me before. You better not fuck me again. And they're like, well, there's nothing we could do. The only thing you could do is buy a new phone for like $400.
Right.
And I'm like, fuck that. I know I got insurance. And he's like, all right, let's see where you bought the phone. Let me go through. It's not showing up where you bought this phone. Where did you buy this phone? And I was like, apparently not in a Verizon place because I bought it at I thought was a Verizon authorized place.
It just had like a sign that said Verizon phones.
Yeah, apparently it was like a Verizon, but it was like unauthorized, some weirdness thing. So he's like, all right, you probably bought it there and try to get in touch with them, see what they did. And he didn't have a number. So when I Google searched this place, there's nothing was coming up.
Luckily, I remembered in the same complex there was a spa. So I remember the spa name. Google searched that, found the address. Google searched the address with Verizon. That came up. So I found the number, called them up. I'm like, what the fuck?
Right.
I bought this phone. I know I got insurance. And they were like, yeah, you got insurance through us. It's a third-party insurance. It's not Verizon's insurance. We signed you up for a different one. I said, I didn't sign up for that.
Right.
I wanted Verizon's insurance.
Right.
And they were like, no, it's fine. It's cheaper. And it's a one-time fee when you bought it. It's not, you don't pay every month. And it was $75 for a new phone instead of $85 for a new phone, which is Verizon's deal. And I'm like, fine, whatever. Yeah, just give me that. I just right. want a new fucking phone.
Right.
Pissed off to hell. The first guy I was on the phone with, I yelled at him for like 15 minutes. And I yelled at him. Yeah. I was so pissed. I was so mad. And I really screamed at him. And he felt so bad. So eventually I'm talking to this guy. And he's like, yeah, but there's an issue with our insurance. And I'm like, what does that mean? He's like, you know how like with when you get a new phone, they send you the new phone. Then you send the old phone back. Oh, getting so mad already. They do vice versa. You send the phone to them, then they send the new phone back to you. So I'm going to be without a phone for like a week.
Oh, that's terrible.
It's going to be awful.
I couldn't call you for like 4 days.
I know. Well, that was just I was just avoiding you. But regardless of that.
90 seconds.
Look at that. We got 90 seconds left in the show. And maybe after this, we'll figure something out. We'll try to play around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shit.
What else you got over there? I'm just griping over here all day long. Say,
there was this guy, speaking of, didn't want to buy the fire insurance for his house. And so it was like $75 a year or something like that. And
where's this?
I don't know. I just saw it somewhat on the news.
All right.
But his house was burning down. He called the fire department. They're like, listen.
You got no insurance.
They came. The fire department came to protect the other people's house.
60 seconds.
Next to his.
Right.
But they had to let his house burn down.
That's ridiculous. I did see that. That was a while ago.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they didn't do anything for it. Right. And the insurance is only, like, $75 a year.
Yeah.
And they were like, I remember seeing that article, and the guys were like, I'll give you $75.
Right.
You just put it out. And they're like, no, you didn't sign up for it when we were supposed to, so we're not going to put it out. What kind of inhumanity is that? Like, we're talking about humanity before. And let someone's house burn down, knowing that everything they're going to have is going to be lost. Right.
Shit, this restaurant down in Astoria, Flo, caught on fire.
Flo,
that restaurant on 38th and 30th Avenue.
Yeah.
And there's like four apartments above it, and those people lost everything they had because the fire started in the basement. And
they didn't have insurance? Or they just lost everything?
I mean, who has fire insurance?
Yeah, but I thought that was like a basic insurance, like fire. And rain, where like water damage is all basic insurance.
Rain insurance?
Yeah, so rain insurance.
Rains when you're going outside.
And what are you
going
to do?
What are you going to do?
Oh, here's another thing that I want to gripe about. The day of your birthday.
Uh-huh.
Remember when we parked my car? Me, you, and Ryan drove? I think it was me, you, and Ryan.
Day of my birthday or your birthday?
My birthday.
Oh, and yeah.
Or did I meet you there? I thought you were in the car. No, I think it was Joe. Got a ticket? Son of a bitch. It was a cop parking only.
What?
I know. What is that?
What?
Makes me so mad.
Freaking A.
You have anything?
Ugh.
You're done.
I'm done.
You want to call it a day?
Yeah, we should call it.
Call it a day?
Let's figure this out.
Yeah,
let's figure this bad wire out. I want to throw away this bad wire, whatever it is that's causing this problem.
Yeah, we're going to figure this out after the show. So if you do turn back in to the show, you might hear us fucking around.
Put your iPad up to the microphone player going out song. That's how we're going to do it.
That's how we're going
to
do it.
And hey, to the 700 or 800 people that were listening tonight, we just want to thank you for tuning in. There it is.
So what do we got next week?
Next week, am I here next week? I'm going to Colorado.
When are you going? Colorado. How come this is the first time I'm hearing about this?
The 22nd through the 29th.
What does that mean? What day is that?
There's a Sunday that I'm not going to be able to hear to do a show. It's like the 23rd, 24th.
Did you do your taxes yet?
No.
It's due in like 5 days.
I know. I'm so screwed.
You're so fucked. So next week you'll be here.
Next week I'll be here.
Next week you'll be here. All right. So why don't we do two shows next week? We'll give them a free show the week after, and we'll do show next week.
I love it.
All right. So keep us in check.
Good show.
We had a little rough, but we bounced back.
We did. We found our stride.
We always do. All right, boys and girls. You look good, buddy.
Looking real good.
Idly hey.
Go home.
Doodly doo.